At Iowa Speedway, I am having a chance to speak with Father Phil DeRay. And Father, I want to first of all thank you very much for being here on Father's Day with us to celebrate Mass.
Well, of course, you can imagine it's an emotional day when you speak about Father's Day. You think of the wonderful memories, you know, first of all, the dads who are with us today, you know, my own dad and all of our fathers. But we remember also the love that we know from them. We feel it's always a touch or a little bit of the experience of God's love for all of us in His creation.
Absolutely. Well, this Mass is being held here, part of IRL ministry. Tell me what that is and how you got involved with it.
Yeah, very simply, I always put it, it's like being a parish on wheels. We have a minister with us. We have a priest, of course, myself. And we've been doing this for a long time, and many years, like 40-some years. And what it is making Mass available, a church available, services available for people who don't have the opportunity. When you're at the racetrack, it's very difficult to leave. You might get something the night before, but running around looking for a church and all that sometimes can be difficult. Here, Iowa's not so much because you do have a lot of churches available. And it's a parish on wheels. I do weddings. I have a couple weddings scheduled. Ryan Hunter Ray, a couple guys getting married in the fall. And also, you know, baptisms. I had a first communion, a lot of first communion. I just baptized Elliot Castaneves' little daughter. So it's almost a parish. And we have permission through the Vatican, pastoral care of people on the move. That puts us in with the carnival and the circus and the gypsies and the Irish tinkers and everybody else. But it's a special group in Rome that takes care of these people that don't have parishes as a permanent weekend place to worship. So it's of great convenience to them. But what's really nice is the evangelization that you can do, I think. You know, feeling the presence of God. Today, you could sense it with people. They just felt good being able to be here.
And we had
number. I almost ran out of hosts, in fact, for Mass. But, you know, it's just something. It's for that feeling of God's presence. And I've been doing it many years, of course. But to see the guys when you go out there, they'll say, like today, Father, they'll say, please remember my dad in your prayers. We can't be home, you know, because of the, you're working. But it's just the idea, you know, that there's a presence that, you know, we have everything else taken care of. We have the technicians, we have the engineers, we have all the wizards in racing. But this is the spiritual dimension is taken care of as well. It makes it convenient for the people.
Well, we had a nice room to do this in this year, but I've been with you at one when we set up in the garage on a table with them working on cars around.
Yeah, and then remember another time on the tailgate of a pickup truck. Another time I remember in Milwaukee we had on the steps going into the so-called driver's meeting room because we couldn't get in. It was locked. So we said, we've had unique experiences in that. Most of the time, like now, the newer tracks particularly, our driver's meeting room, and it's available. Sometimes the races are really filled in the morning before, so we have a hard time getting the space available. But here it's not been so bad. We only have one event today.
So I think, if I'm not mistaken, if somebody wants to support IRL Ministry in particular, they could go online?
Online, IRLministries.com. And we're in Indianapolis, and it's 501c3, people help us. It is, we do depend on people's charity and people's kindness and people's generosity to help us. But they're all in our prayers, no matter what.
Well, thank you very much, Father Phil DeRay.
God bless everybody.
Here at Iowa Speedway, Chuck Zimmerman reporting.